Michelle, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know you are at school, so this is super, super cool. The fact that you've allowed us to have a conversation with you on your journey. But I know that your mom is also on the line. Lolo, are you on the line? Welcome to Rise.
Thank you. Actually, I'm on holiday, but it's not a problem.
Oh, lovely. You're on holiday. We love it. We love it. Michelle, let's go into your journey of being an author. I mean, releasing a book at only 7 years old. That is pretty major. Where did your love for reading start?
Well, it started when I was 4 years old, when I started learning how to read at school. Mm-hmm. But then later on, around 4, 5 years old, I started reading. And then that's when it became into a desire for writing, where I could actually use those words that I've seen to form my own stories and tell my own experiences out there.
Absolutely. But I mean, at 5, 6, 7 years old, there's always that one person that you're looking at, or, you know, specific authors that really kind of inspire you to want to write books. Do you have those, even that you now still read, you know, authors who you follow that motivated you to want to start writing?
Well, when I was small and just started my writing journey, I really used to love Malala Yousafzai because of her story. And later on, it grew in, when I started going into the more fictional side, I started getting interested in J.K. Rowling's books, the Harry Potter series, and everything. But then nowadays, I'm more interested in continental writers, specifically mm-hmm. from Africa, such mm-hmm. as Chinua Achebe, Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, and those ones.
Let's talk about the challenges that you've had as a young author. I mean, you are very, very young. What are some of the challenges that you've faced, and how do you overcome those?
Well, the first challenge I faced was getting a voice out there, because due to my young age and not being able to do my own things myself at that age, I had to look up to others to support me and try to support what I'm trying to bring out into the world. So that was very difficult. But as long as you're persistent in what you want to achieve, it is going to happen. Like, I'm speaking from experience and all. But another struggle is also balancing everything at once, because there's school, there's having friends, they're doing sports, and they're still writing on top of that. But later on, it just becomes like a usual routine thing. And there are very supportive people out there in my life who, like, really support me and make sure that I don't overwhelm myself, specifically my parents and my siblings.
Absolutely. We love that. And I know your mom is also on the line. Lolo, welcome to Rise FM.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Let's speak about this young, bright, wonderful child that you have. She is one of the youngest authors, you know, in the world, which is absolutely major. But I think you as parents have had such a major role that you've played in her becoming who she is. I mean, for a child to only publish a book at 7 years old is a big, big thing. What role did you play in her life, in her early life, in making sure that she is a child that reads?
They do ask me that question a lot, and sometimes I'm speechless. Because, as I always said, she is the one that persuades us to publish her book, to put her out there. Before, we were not sure, and she was writing in secret, so she only showed us her book when she was 6. Because she wrote her 2 books at the age of 6. So she only showed us when she was 6, but we didn't take it seriously. Me and the father were just like, ah, it's kids. Then she never gave up. When she was in her third book, before she came now and said, if we don't publish at least one of her books, she will stop writing. Then I'm like, where is this tiny tender coming from? Threatening us like this. So I was like, whoo. So as I'm an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, I own a company.
Mm-hmm.
So that retained me. I said, no, let's see into it. Then the father was like, yeah, that is right. So that made me, I just start doing research, how to publish a book and all those ones. So I put a branch by my company, Lansing Publishing, to publish a book. At the age of, when the book at the age of 2016,
yeah,
then the book was out. Yeah.
I mean,
so, but we're scared.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of the too much popularity mm-hmm. and what is going, well, like she's going to be affected.
In
exposure.
School. Yeah.
Because it was too much whim over whim.
Mm.
But she's an independent child. So it was a bit easier for us. We were just there to support her and direct her in the right way. That was it.
I think a big congratulations to you guys as parents for quickly grabbing onto her talent and the things that she wants to do and just rolling with it. You know, so many times it takes parents quite a while to kind of realize, oh, she's got a gift, she's got a talent. But you guys took it and you went with it and you've encouraged her to be so independent at a very young age. I think independence is one of the major things that she'll know from here onwards.
Mm.
But I mean, let's talk about the importance of our children reading, you know, because the reason why she has now become an award-winning author is because you guys encouraged her one way or another to read. And so many times, especially in our Black communities, we don't speak about the importance of reading from a young age to our kids.
It's very, very important to read. It's good to start reading to your child, even when you are pregnant, you sing the music. Sometimes we think that they don't listen. They do. In our home, we love reading, even his magazine and some sort of stuff. But her sense of reading came along mostly when she was very keen. Even when there is a book, she would just hold it, or if there is some stuff, and she would go and watch a movie. But most of the time, I usually take them to library, and also we go to bookstores.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we go to bookstores, yes, so they would like to read. So one time, I think when she was five, or yes, that five, six, we went to the bookstore. Then she said, she was asking a question, because I noticed when she take a book, she will first of all look behind the book to see who is the author of the book and all those. So then she was like, why are children not writing their own books? It's only adults writing children's books.
Mm.
Do they understand what is children are going through?
Oh.
So, yeah, then I'm like, no, kids, they don't know how to write. So adults write because we have been in that space and what. She said, no, children also need to write their own stuff. So we give them the voice of what they are going through and the same. So that is how it came about. So as then she became now a child rights activist.
Sure. Mommy, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Let's go back to Michelle. Michelle, do you have any projects that are coming very soon that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, currently we're working with my foundation to create more platforms for children to broaden and empower themselves through literature,
mm-hmm.
as well as I've been nominated for the South African Hero Award in Youth Empowerment. And I'm also currently taking part in Miss Inspire South Africa as a semi-finalist.
Oh my goodness, we're talking to a star. You are a star, my darling. I wish you all the very best with that. What advice would you give to a young aspiring author, Michelle? Because I mean, when your mom says you guys used to go to a bookstore, and you would say no, but why are there no young writers? Which is a very relevant question, you know? Because at the end of the day, you are the only one that knows how you feel. You and your generation are very different from the generation before. You know what I mean? What advice would you give to that young aspiring author who says, I want to be like Michelle one day? She really is such a great inspiration.
Well, I would say don't be your own. The only person you can beat is yourself in this thing. So if you don't feel like you can do so much to make a difference out there, it won't happen.
Yeah.
So unless you push for it to happen and you believe that my journey can aspire a new journey and a foundation for others, that is the very first step you have to take in order to become someone out there to someone else. So I would just say perseverance, commitment. Just don't let people shun your voice just because of your age.
Yeah.
And just express your opinions, express what you say, because in the end, it's not the adults that are going to be leading your future. It's going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make that change in order for a future that you want to live.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to see who Michelle is going to be in the next 5 years. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Razanka Zanka, we are done. We are out. Science Sealed and Delivered the show. Thank you very much to each and every one of you for choosing Rise FM and choosing Rise FM mid-mornings. We're back again tomorrow on a Friday. You know the weekend has started when you go on social media and you see these different clubs showing you who's where, what time. Then you know the weekend has started. My name is Tlotlang Moletsane. Ke motsetsana motsana mtolo mas.